Live, you can bring up what you'd like at 855-453. The control of the airwaves here. We launch into the third hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Johnny Ray's going to share with us a very strange and interesting story about somebody who woke up speaking a different language. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But
yeah, I kind of think of the third hour almost as the Johnny Ray hour.
We're going to get all the important stuff out of the way the first 2 hours and then throw me a bone. I think your story is fascinating, and I'm really looking forward to it. But we've got to go to the calls. Your calls first. Let's go to Jay, listening in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Jay. Do we have Jay in Philadelphia, or do we lose Jay? Jay's gone. All right. We are, by the way, technically impaired tonight. Normally we have fancy phone screening software that lets us see when people are on the line and when they drop off and that kind of stuff.
But the internet's broken.
The internet at our network is broken. It is not broken on our side of things, so we cannot communicate directly.
You mean I've been sitting offline the whole time? When you told me the internet was broken at the network, I figured the whole thing was broken.
I think you're joking about that, Mark.
I just heard the man. I think you're the most unfunny individual alive.
Did you want me to laugh at that? It was a lame joke. It was a lame joke. You get some good ones now and then, Mark, but that one was pretty lame. Johnny Ray didn't laugh at that either.
You haven't laughed in 10 years.
855. You're just a grump. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's try Jeremy in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just had a quick story to share.
Grand Rapids, Michigan, right?
No, Minnesota.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The other Grand Rapids.
Yep, go ahead.
Anyway, the Department of Natural Resources decided to come out and pay me a visit. My kids decided to have a summer project of selling minnows. And they
selling what?
Came out.
Minnows.
Okay.
Minnows for bait, for fishing.
Yep.
Just kind of for fun and whatever, and the conservation officer came out.
Before you go on with the conservation officer, where were they selling the minnows? Were they, you know, setting up a stand? Were they going door to door, going to businesses?
Put a little sign out?
They just had a little sign out with a phone number, my wife's number.
Okay, got it.
You would call, and we would bring the minnows to you just on the lake that we live on.
Oh, cool.
Small operation, right?
Yep,
so, clearly.
Like a lemonade stand.
Yeah, apparently not too small to avoid the Department of Natural Resources targets. What happened?
It's better than a lemonade stand. In lemonade stands, you have to deal with all that sticky lemonade and sugar and stuff. Here, you get to catch minnows.
Right, so they trap them out of the lake. Some of the people are fishing on the lake. So he proceeds to tell us that this is illegal in the state of Minnesota and that these kids should cease and desist doing this, and thanks to listening to you guys here, I decided that wasn't going to be how we would do it. And I had my wife record it actually on her cell phone, and it's kind of entertaining. But anyway, I basically told them you have two choices: you can either continue this and make a big deal about it, or you can forget about it and realize how ridiculous this is and how overreaching this is, and explain that agencies like yours are created for a purpose, but probably not this purpose. And needless to say, anyway, he had a few other things to say and said he would get back to me, and I did not hear from him again.
When was this that he threatened you?
Illegal sale of minnows, and I'm not exactly sure what the statute is.
I'm sorry. When did this happen? When did he come to your home?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks back. Okay, and so he came there, and you told him, "Look, we're not gonna play. We're not gonna play your games. We're gonna just keep doing what we're doing."
Yeah. I said that they are not going to stop selling minnows, and
that's
you have
awesome.
Two choices. You can do one of two things.
That's
so
awesome.
I haven't heard back from him as of yet, so. I think it's a
now, that doesn't mean that you won't. I mean, it's a good sign that it's been 3 weeks and you haven't, and certainly the longer it goes, the better off you're probably going to be, and the more likely he's moved on to easier targets, because these guys are bullies, and they want to pick on the people that they know are just going to bend over and pay up. So good for you for standing up for yourself, and that's a great, you know, great lesson or teaching moment for your kids, too, right?
And they were out there, and they listened to the whole thing, and I explained to them, and I actually told them about Rand Paul's Government Bullies book and asked him if he knew about that, and he said he did. So he was courteous and fine, and I think he made the right decision. So
good, man. Great story, and do let us know if anything develops there. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
That's it, guys. You're doing a good
Jeremy,
job.
Jeremy, thanks for the call. I really appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yes.
That's the way to do it. You put them between a rock and a hard place. Okay, here's what you got to do. You got to destroy the dreams of a 7-year-old.
Mm, yeah.
Or you can shut up and go away.
Yeah. And they recorded it, too, which was even better. So, I mean, they really, it sounds to me like they did everything right in that particular circumstance. They didn't back down. They recorded the interaction with a bureaucrat. Just because it's not a cop doesn't mean you shouldn't record it. We talk a lot about recording the police on Free Talk Live. You know, we've had...
they're all police!
We've had Pete Nademo on from copblock.org, and I think Pete Nademo would agree. If you're dealing with a bureaucrat, period, you should have a recording device at least handy, if not on and recording, and so they know that it is recording, unless you are so fortunate as to live in a one-party consent state where you don't have to tell them that they're being recorded. And, of course, whether or not you tell them can change the circumstances of how things work out, and you can't really predict how it'll change the circumstance. Sometimes recording will change their behavior for the worst because then they feel like they have to do their jobs because they're being recorded.
Right, and that's what the thing I was thinking about in this circumstance is it would seem to me the best scenario is to just leave, just, you know, give the government bureaucrat the ultimatum and don't let anyone know that you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people know that he has taken the low road with the ultimatum and gone ahead and left the kids to do their
bad to his superiors.
Kid stuff, then he's, I mean, because this is a really difficult situation, believe it or not, this is a difficult situation for a government bureaucrat. Sure, you've got a 9-year-old, I don't know how old these kids are, selling minnows, and they should be left alone. Everyone would agree. 90%+ of the U.S. population would agree 9-year-olds should be left to sell minnows to their neighbors on the lake. However, does that mean that if I start a business and put my 5-year-old son as the front man for the business, as a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, show run by Jack, my 5-year-old Jack, does that mean I don't have to pay taxes anymore? Does that mean I don't have to follow any of the rules? Do you see the difficulty the government bureaucrats are in? Mm. Because they have rules, those rules must be followed by everybody, including the 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's a really difficult situation for these people, and I would say in this circumstance, probably the best thing to do is tell the government bureaucrat, look, I'm not telling my kids they can't sell any minnows. You can go ahead and throw them in jail if that's what you think you need to do.
He wouldn't throw the kids in jail.
No, he's not gonna.
You would get thrown in jail.
Throw me in. We'll just go ahead and I'll call the news agency. It'll be great.
Yeah, exactly. And you can hold that video. You don't have to necessarily release the video. You can hold it as kind of your calling card or your insurance on this
situation. Not a bad idea.
And then if they continue to aggress, all right, here comes the video. It's going online, and we're going to make as much hay out of this as possible. So 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight. Johnny Ray, you've got a story that is absolutely fascinating. I don't know all the details. You gave me a little teaser before we started the show here tonight, and it rang familiar to me. I've heard this sort of story before. It's not the first time this has happened to an individual. What happened?
My story is USA Today News, usatoday.com, by Kate McGinty. Story begins about 4 months ago. Palm Springs, California. The family of Michael Boatwright, who was found unconscious in a Palm Springs motel room 4 months ago and woke up speaking only Swedish, his family heard about his whereabouts for the first time Monday.
I want to know more about the story, and you've got it. We're going to come back with that. I also want to know, does this guy know Swedish? Did he know Swedish before this incident happened where he was found in a hotel room? 855-450-FREE, and if he didn't know Swedish, what does that mean?
I'm Nick Sobolewski. a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free. 855-453. This is SACL's CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that we share with you there. We've got a lot of them, including news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. You'll know it via email or Twitter, Facebook, Google+. We've got all those. You can go and follow us or sign up over at news.freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
An interesting, fascinating story Johnny Ray is going to tell us more about here, about a guy who was found in a hotel room speaking Swedish. Now, apparently he spoke English before that, but we'll get more details. Forgotten who he is, that kind of thing. We'll find out more in moments. But first, Mark.
Well, lots of people are getting mortgages right now. The fact is that house sales are booming compared to the last few years. So you need to have a mortgage if you're buying a house, generally. Some people don't, but generally you do. And if you do, you need an expert to help you along the way. Somebody who's going to give you the best advice, not the advice that gives them the highest commission or something like that. Roger Schlesinger and his experts over at MortgageMinuteGuy.com can help you find the best mortgage for you. Also, if you're looking around, you're working with somebody, you need to get a second opinion. This is likely the largest financial commitment you're going to make in your life, or among them. Get a second opinion. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com and get a hold of them. You can give them a call at 866-288-0088. There's a big difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive one. 866-288-0088. Roger Schlesinger, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with Johnny Ray's story, USA Today. The source, reporting on a man who was found in a hotel room, and when he came to, he was speaking Swedish, but that wasn't his native tongue, was it?
That was not his native tongue.
This story,
I certainly will. This story is a sort of a second installment from the story of him. The first initial story about this man who woke up with amnesia. Okay. Now they've located a sister of his.
I see.
Yep. The Desert Sun, that's a newspaper, located a sister of the 61-year-old who has spent more than 19 weeks at Desert Regional Medical Center, insisting he is named Johan Eck. His real name is Michael Boatwright.
Okay. Imagine waking up and thinking your name's Johan. It's funny.
And speaking fluent Swedish.
I've got to find. This is the part of the real cliffhanger to the story is how did he learn how to speak Swedish?
Well, I don't. Well, that's what we'll find out here in a moment. I don't know if he learned it. Go ahead, Johnny Ray.
Despite the Florida identification found in his wallet, he has been speaking only in Swedish and says he does not understand English. Boatwright's family did not know whether he was alive or dead, his sister Michelle Brewer told the Desert Sun over the phone from her home in Louisiana. Quote, I haven't talked to him in years. He just disappeared, she said. Brewer estimated she had last spoken to her brother about 10 years ago. She didn't have any way to get in touch with him, even when their mother died last year, she said. He's always been just a wanderer. Then he'd come back when he needed some money or something from somebody. Then he'd take off again, Brewer told the Desert Sun. Boatwright was overwhelmed by the flood of calls Monday, but wanted to thank those who were helping him piece together his story, hospital spokesman Rich Ramhoff said. A social worker, now I've read several accounts of this story, and it seems a social worker is kind of a hero here. She's trying to keep him off the streets, and she's doing all this investigative work, trying to track down his family and so forth.
What I want to know is who's trying to track down Johan Eck?
That's a good question.
Well, that's a part of it.
Okay.
A social worker has struggled to piece together what happened to Boatwright before he was found unconscious in a room at Motel 6 on February 28th, as first reported by the Desert Sun. He carried 4 tennis rackets, 2 cell phones, and a set of photographs. The story is reminiscent of Memento. You guys ever seen Memento?
That's a crazy movie.
It's a fantastic movie. The story cracked open Monday after media across the world, from the Swedish paper Aftonbladet to the Daily Mail in the UK to the Huffington Post, picked up his story. It captured the imagination of amateur sleuths across the country who have sent the Desert Sun photos of people who look like Boatwright, while internet users in Sweden said they recognized him as an American who moved to Sweden in the 1980s. I'm in shock. Having just rediscovered a childhood sweetheart.
It's not bad.
Oh, that's like an Austrian accent.
It's good enough for me.
Gringos don't know the difference. Right?
Having just rediscovered a childhood sweetheart who has lost his memory in the United States, Ava Espling wrote on her Facebook wall.
Yeah, it sounds. You're right. It sounds like you have a way of making me talk.
Wait, I'm confused. Who is Ava?
Ava Espling is a former girlfriend from Sweden.
Of this guy.
Of
Michael Boatwright.
So he did live in Sweden, so that's confirmed.
Yes, okay. Yes, he did. Boatwright learned to speak decent Swedish.
Right. This is kind of the point that I'm thinking of here is, you know, there was a time in my life when I could speak passable Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And as time has gone by, you know, it's become less and less the case.
You're not using it.
Not using it. So if I bump my head now and could speak fluent Spanish, it would be a really amazing thing.
Sure.
Because it's floating around in the brain somewhere, but I can't access it.
Boatwright learned to speak decent Swedish and played on a jousting team with a medieval association, according to Aftonbladet.
If I woke up, my name would be Joaquin.
Nice.
We had played on foot, and it was his on the armor and such. Then he disappeared and was gone for several years.
We are going to get in so much trouble from a Swedish listener. You know we have Swedish listeners.
It quoted John Cassell as saying, John Cassell, presumably is a friend of his from Sweden. The U.S. Navy veteran, talking about Michael Boatwright again, the U.S. Navy veteran, who was raised in Florida and often worked on the beaches near his parents' Miami home, first visited Sweden in 1981, according to multiple friends. Espling said she met Boatwright on his first visit when he was wandering the street and looking lost. She thought he had the most kind eyes she had ever seen and invited him to coffee. The two fell in love, spent about 3 years together, and planned to marry, Espling told the Desert Sun. But he told her he was haunted by nightmares from what he saw during the Vietnam War.
Damn.
He was restless inside and tried to find outside peace, and I do think he found that in me and my family, she said.
That is a hot Swedish girl.
Throughout the 1980s, Boatwright lived on a boat called Honeybee off Rhode Island in 1984, according to the postmarks of letters he sent to Espling. He also spent time in Houston, Mexico, and Newport, in addition to stints with his parents in Miami, she said. Boatwright left Sweden for good around 2003, according to several reports. No one had heard from him in over 15 years.
And then he shows up in a hotel room, speaking only Swedish.
Boatwright flew to Palm Springs from Hong Kong on February 24th, the day his Chinese visa expired. He was found unconscious 4 days later.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, he'd been teaching English in Japan and China, I think. And then something happened to him to create this amnesia or this fugue state. He's actually got like two different things going on. He can't form new memories and he can't remember anything from
old ones. All right, 855-450-FREE. You are welcome to share your thoughts on this or bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, archives, mobile site, webcam, and more. All of it is free. You get to actually control the content of the site as well. Submit what you want to the site. It will be voted on by other listeners, and you get to vote on things as well, and then we'll figure out what you think's interesting by your votes and submissions at freetalklive.com. Tonight with you, it is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
You know, I wonder if all of these stories about this amnesia victim we're talking about here, this guy who woke up in a hotel room and didn't remember who he was, except he thought, well, he didn't remember who he actually was. He thought he was a Swedish man and was speaking Swedish. Turns out he did actually spend some time in Sweden. Do all of them, because this isn't the only story that has been similar, where somebody has had some kind of a head injury, they've woken up, and then they've been speaking a completely different language. Do all of those people have that knowledge in their mind somewhere from some prior experience? Or has somebody ever woken up and just known Spanish without ever actually having learned it?
I know that seemed to be the first thing that sort of that excited you about this story, was the fact that he woke up speaking Swedish, and where did he learn Swedish?
Yeah, that was what I was curious about, because I haven't really done extensive research into this. There's a phenomena, I believe, that this is not too uncommon. It has happened to other people in the past. I don't know what the name of the phenomena is. If you do know, please feel free to share it with us over at our Facebook page, for instance. And, of course, we're on Google Plus as well as Twitter, but really we probably pay more attention to the comments on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I could imagine somebody in the U.S. having just this incidental contact with especially Spanish, incidental contact where their brain, even though they haven't put forth the effort to learn it, their brain somehow knows it anyway. And then just like you say, they suffer some kind of trauma and some switch gets flipped and then for whatever reason, the brain is using the Spanish that it knows, even though he doesn't know that he knows it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's possible, but I'm interested in learning more about it. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
I'm interested in weird stories, and I think that it's a great one. It's not as good as the naked guy that was found running around CERN and claiming that he was from the future.
Now, is that a real story, or is that something from
The Onion? It was released on April 1st, which certainly gives it some credence, but apparently the Daily Galaxy did a little digging and found out that... Do you want a clip here?
Yeah.
Okay. The first insisting that his real name was Eloy Cole, the strangely dressed man wearing a fluorescent bow tie, told the authorities that he had traveled back in time to prevent the Large Hadron Collider from destroying the world. Mr. Cole was seized by the Swiss police after CERN security guards spotted him rooting through garbage bins.
That'll stop CERN.
Authorities reported that we would not reveal his country of origins. Countries do not exist where I am from, he explained. He was looking for fuel for his time machine power unit, a device that resembled a kitchen blender. The Large Hadron Collider successfully collided particles at record force earlier that week, a milestone. Mr. Cole admitted that he was attempting to disrupt by stopping supplies of Mountain Dew to the experiment's vending machines, a beverage many of the CERN's more brilliant physicists believed, as does the American politician Sarah Palin, pundit Glenn Beck, helps fuel their brain power and insights in the quantum world. Under intensive interrogation, Cole told CERN investigators that all my life I've had this strange feeling that there's something big and sinister going on in the world, and eventually admitted that his real name wasn't Eloy Cole, but rather Arthur Dent. Good Lord.
Arthur Dent?
It's another
character. Isn't that a character from
Life, the Universe,
the
and
Tick?
Everything?
Oh, no, okay, yeah, you're right.
So I don't know, but it's a great story, and I really want very badly for there to have been a naked man running around the Large Hadron Collider claiming he's from the future. I don't care where he's from. I just want him to have been naked and claiming it.
So unfortunately, my hopes have been dashed here by Yahoo Answers. Question, is it true that some people with amnesia can speak a foreign language? I hear there are people who woke up with amnesia and begin to speak a foreign language perfectly, even though they don't speak this language before. Fact or fiction? Well, the answer, according to V, is only if they have spoken this language before or heard it spoken as a child. They could also have learned to speak this language after coming out of amnesia. However, plainly speaking a foreign language and having no prior knowledge of it, even as a child, is fiction. It's like saying that a musician with no training is in the sciences is suddenly able to lecture on physics when he had amnesia. It doesn't happen. So, yeah, doesn't happen, according to some lady on Yahoo Answers. Hey, something that you can make happen right now is you can get your own website from Squarespace.com. It's the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, or online store. I've tried it, and it really is easy, and it's really striking, too, because their designs are really pretty. They put a lot of time and care into the different designs you can choose. You just click on the one that you like, and if you decide you don't like that one, you can go and change it up, and it actually saves all of your, you know, your preferences and the layout and everything for the old design in case you decide you want to go back to the old design. It's really a slick system, and you can get your free trial at Squarespace.com. You don't have to have a credit card to even start the free trial. A lot of companies do that stuff to you. No, you just go, get signed up, and start digging around in the different features, and look, you know, when you're ready, look at the pricing. You can't beat it. $8 per month includes a domain name if you sign up for a year, and you'll get 10% off of your first purchase by using our special offer code, which is FTL and then the number 7. So when you're ready to buy at Squarespace.com, use code FTL7, and you'll get 10% off. I was wrong last night, by the way. The FTL7
code... Say it isn't so.
The FTL7 code is not only good for the month of July.
No,
it is
good
for
6 months. Yeah.
So use that code. Take your time. You know, get in there, dig around, see if the features are what you were hoping for. They take care of the hosting, the SEO, and they even make sure your site automatically looks great on any device. You're going to love Squarespace. I was really impressed with it. Squarespace.com, code FTL7 to save 10% off. Create your own space at Squarespace.com. All right, so our number here is 855-450-FREE. I've got an update on a case we talked about, 6 months ago? Seems like it's been at least 6 months, maybe a year. Well, anyway, remember the story, Mark, about the virgin auction? Remember that there was a female virgin and there was a male virgin. And the idea was, you know, we're going to auction off their virginity. This, for some reason, is not considered prostitution. I forget what the reason for that was. It was because of the country that they were doing it from or something like that. I forget that detail on this. But this isn't prostitution. We're just auctioning their virginity or something like that. Like, they don't have to have sex with the winner, but they probably will. That kind of thing. So they had this really attractive young lady who was from Brazil, and they had a guy as well.
Yeah, because everybody's interested in his ass.
And I don't even remember what the amount was that the guy got, but it was nothing even close. Like, this young
paltry
lady...
Paltry compared to the young lady.
The young lady in this case was bid up to $780,000. The male... And I can probably figure this out here. I believe he like was $3,000 or something like that. Let me see. I've got it right here. Okay.
So was it a demanded that it was a heterosexual union?
No. What happened here is
for the man.
I don't. Looks like it was a.
Because he could get the same kind of money if he was willing to go the other way.
Gay, go gay. Yeah, that's a good point. It was a female who did win this. She won him for $2,600.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, he did have a $3,000 bid, but apparently that person backed out. So the next bid is the winner at $2,600. But the story here is, of course, not about the guy, Alexander. It's about Katarina.
She's just not interesting.
Katarina Migliorini, a 21-year-old woman from Brazil, told the Huffington Post by email that the highly publicized internet auction last October, organized by filmmaker Justin Sisley, has turned into a giant fiasco. She says she was tricked and exploited, and that she's still a virgin. She says, I felt I was a victim. I was misled by Mr. Justin Sisley. I believe he is trying to defraud me and others.
Can you imagine if you've been offered $750,000 for your virginity? You're never going to give it to anybody. I mean, you know, now there's a price on her virginity. She can't just give that up to any old schmo.
All right. Everyone's gone, it's gone.
Let's come back to the details on this. What happened? She's accusing this guy of defrauding her. What did he do? Well, we'll say more in moments. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wally, like David Zureda and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. $780,000. The top bid for one young lady's virginity. But what happened when she went to meet the potential buyer? We'll give you the details here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we will continue that. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever you'd like. You can take control. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. And with you tonight here in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Johnny Ray, I forgot to ask you, do we have a Johnny Ray Game of the Week this week? I normally ask you that off the air, but it's the last segment, so I need to ask you on the air.
Sure, yeah.
All right, stand by with that. I want to get to the rest of the story here about the lady, in this case, Katarina Migliorini. She is from Brazil, and she's 20 years old, and she might have been 20 at the time. She may be 21 now. She's 21 now. She was 20 at the time of the auction, and they auctioned her virginity off for $780,000, which is much higher than the male virginity that they auctioned off for a measly $2,600. So it turns out she's pretty upset. She's been screwed on this deal somehow, and not in the way you're hoping.
Is she upset of the societal difference that makes a woman's sexuality worth 30 times what a man's is?
No, not at all.
No,
she's,
I don't think so.
She's only upset because she's gotten no money out of this. Here's what happened. She says, I felt I was a victim and misled by Mr. Justin Sisley. Now, this is the guy who's the filmmaker behind this, who is putting up, he's the one who started the auction. He's the one who has the website, virginswanted.com.au. Virginswanted.com.au is his documentary site, which is intending to explore the lives of these two virgins, the female and male. And the 53-year-old Japanese millionaire who identified himself online as Natsu placed the winning bid for Migliorini. But when she went to meet him in a restaurant in Sydney, according to Huffington Post, he didn't match the description that Sisley had given her. Nor did they ever have sex. What's more, she claims Sisley didn't cover her traveling expenses or give her the money promised.
So, I mean, he managed to get her to buy plane tickets and hotel on her own?
That's what it sounds like. That's what she's claiming. But Sisley denies Migliorini's claims. He says, we have the footage to prove otherwise, he told the Huffington Post by email. He also says she breached her contract as an actress. When Sisley first announced the documentary in May of 2010, he said it was culminating.
Was he supposed to get video of it?
I am not sure what he means by that. He said it would culminate with both of the virgins having sex. However, the promise of sex was not set in stone, according to the young lady. She says, Justin made me believe this was a serious documentary about young virgins and said that there might or might not be an auction at the end of the documentary, she said. But after Sisley and Migliorini met in Bali, the auction had already been publicly announced, forcing Migliorini into a corner. She says, I agreed to go along with it because Justin said it would be the best way to draw attention from the media about the project. And he's probably right about that.
I think he was successful in that.
In exchange for her participation, Migliorini said she was supposed to receive 20% of the documentary sales and all of the money from the winning the auction bid of $780,000. Neither has materialized, she
claims.
Seems
to me she should get all that, yeah.
Migliorini now believes
but
that...
But she should have gotten it before... Look, if I'm leaving my hometown to go meet this guy, now's
the
time
yeah.
for the check.
Migliorini
half of it.
Now believes that Natsu doesn't exist. She never had sex with him, and she proudly describes herself as a virgin. Sisley said he won't get into particulars about the documentary, which he's now turning into a full-blown reality series.
What about the dude? Did he get his $2,600 for...
That's the thing. This story doesn't say anything about the guy.
Well, you know, that would help with the believability of this young lady's story, right?
If he got screwed, too?
Right. Well, you know, I mean, if
financially.
If both of them claim... Apparently, you don't know how this works.
The second time I used that joke, it took you twice to...
Thank you. Now I'm just lost. If he got jilted in the same way that she got jilted, then we would, you know, likely be able to point fingers at the producer.
Sure.
Whereas if the producer does have video, he has the access to video, claims he's got the video, you know, I mean, it's all a big mess. I don't know who to believe here.
Well, we don't know either, but he is apparently turning this from a documentary into a full-blown reality series. He said Migliorini was responsible for two major contract breaches that are included in the film, which will debut in October at MIPCOM, an entertainment trade fair in Cannes, France. Aside from that, he says she failed to show up on filming days on several occasions after being warned. After 2 years and three visa refusals trying to get her to Australia, she left the country for a fashion show in Brazil during filming. But Migliorini said when she got to Australia, Sisley started trying to add fictional elements, such as making a male friend of hers act more like a boyfriend to add drama. He wanted to forge words and phrases and situations and even feelings that did not exist, she said.
I wouldn't doubt that. That sounds like a believable thing.
Sure. Yeah, reality TV series,
that's
everybody
what it's
knows
all about.
BS, right?
Yeah.
It's not really reality.
Docudramas.
For a while, she says, I agreed, but I disagreed. Later disagreed. To me, a real documentary must be something spontaneous. In November, after the auction, Brazil's attorney general said the filmmaker could face sex trafficking charges if the deal between Migliorini and Natsu took place. Sisley responded by saying that they would have sex aboard a plane outside the jurisdiction of Brazilian law. Migliorini called this pure fantasy on Sisley's part because he didn't even have enough money for a car or to pay her expenses during her 2 months in Sydney.
Then why'd she do business with him?
I don't know. She got taken. Maybe she was all swept up by the idea that this was a real...
So eBay wouldn't take this auction?
I highly doubt eBay would take this. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Surely there's some auction site out there. I bet you BitMit would do it.
Sisley told the Huffington Post last October his proposed documentary was about transforming lives. In a way, he was right. The notoriety from the auction landed Migliorini a gig as the cover girl for the January issue of Playboy Brazil. Migliorini maintains she got the spread on her own, but Sisley used it as bait to attract other virgins. He used the large impact that occurred in the case of my virginity, such as the Playboy, 80% of which was negative, to deceive people into believing the Virgins Wanted project will transform their lives or make them rich and famous. Migliorini says she and Sisley have had no contact since December and is warning others against participating in his project. Sisley said that she is only boycotting because she and her mother were unsuccessful in buying film footage that they wanted to use in their own project. He says, I'm sorry, I can't go into further detail. I don't want to spoil the important elements in the series. So there's your update on the Virgin auction. Turns out she didn't get any money. In fact, she showed up to meet the guy who was supposed to have sex with her, and he didn't fit the description that she was given, and that was that.
You know,
he wasn't athletic.
I don't know what the description was. I mean, he was supposedly a Japanese millionaire. Could look like anything.
I think that it's the producer guy here sounds like a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
And the Migliorini gal sounds like she might have been hustled and she might be kind of difficult to deal with. I don't know, but I think people are going to be very interested in this footage.
Well, she is an attractive young lady who, as you pointed out, Mark, now actually has a price tag on her virginity. So
right.
She could be difficult to deal with.
Well, who would want that situation? I mean, as a male, I don't need to owe you that kind of money now.
Yeah, and how's
always
she
from here on out, this is what her virginity is worth.
Right, and how's she going to feel when she finally does lose her virginity? I mean, she's not going to hold out for her whole life.
At some point or another, she's going to realize that this is worth what everybody else's is. Nothing.
Nothing. So there's your update on that story, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week.
Yeah, well, before we go into that, I was just thinking that I'm thinking now about starting my own auction.
Oh, no.
To give away my virginity.
Time travel involved?
No.
Will you be naked at CERN?
No, I'm a virgin. I can prove it when we seal the deal just by not knowing where to stick it. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Normally, I was thinking about changing it to Johnny Ray's Android Game of the Week.
Yeah, because you don't have an iPhone.
I don't have an iPhone.
Or a computer.
I've got a laptop, but it's unusable right now. It's been unusable for a long time. Don't have any game consoles.
But some of these Android games are on other consoles, so I don't know. Let's just go with Game of the Week. It's already J.
Don't tell me what
G O T W. It's a pretty long acronym as is.
I did do Alpha Centauri, the favorite game that I've covered was Alpha Centauri, which is a PC game. But I've got two games last.
Pick
week.
One. We got 30 seconds.
Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery.
Is that one game?
Yeah, it's one game. It's almost not a game. It's an audiovisual experience. And it's a pretty impressive one. Maybe I'll be able to talk a little bit more about it next week. Mostly you walk around a lot and absorb the fantastic AV.
Super Brothers what?
Sword and Sorcery.
Sorcery? Why are you pronouncing it like that?
Because there's a W in it.
Okay.
Check I think it's out. Right. Sword and Sorcery.
Check it out. We'll see you next week. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Maybe we'll talk more about them at that time. And in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.